good to be back. 1 week looks like a year. Amen. Okay, let's bow our heads in prayer, so we'll just go straight to the word. Our Father, we come to your presence by the blood of Jesus. We come with reverence and respect before your throne. We thank you, Father, for your mercies. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, sir, for your love and help. We thank you for your presence in our midst, in the time of worship. Thank you because your presence continues with us. Thank you for the privilege to go into your word. Father, I come under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic anointings of Pastor Olivia Momisera, under the covering of the apostolic and prophetic fathers of the church age, under you, the Almighty God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that you have the privilege to minister your word, that a clear channel will be created and maintained in the heavenlies, through which more than enough of the life and power of God will flow throughout the time of the word, in Jesus' name. That the word of God will have a free course, and the word of God will be glorified. Thank you, Father, you grant me the grace and the unction, myself, Pastor Lalu, to minister the word with power, with accuracy, with simplicity, and with the love and comfort of the Holy Spirit. We pray that eternal works, internal and external, will be done in our hearts and lives through the ministry of the Spirit and the word, in Jesus' name. Father, we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy against the effectual delivery and receiving of the word. And so in unity, my brethren, under the covering of our fathers, we come against every foul spirit of distraction, intimidation, offense, mind wandering, spirit of fear, unbelief, and such like, including human spirits in alliance with the devil. All you such contrary foul spirits, we cast you out. We destroy your works. We resist and bind you and break your hold over our hearts, bodies, and circumstances in the name of Jesus. Lose the angels of God and the seven spirits of God, the spirits of fear of God, of knowledge, of understanding, wisdom, revelation, counsel, might, spirit of love, to fill the air, to enforce God's perfect will concerning this time of ministrations, in Jesus' name. Our Father, we thank you because you answer our prayers. You do more than what we ask, more than what we think, according to your power that is at work within us. Thank you because your word will break yokes. We heal bodies. We meet needs, dissolve doubts, solve riddles, bring glory to the name of Jesus, and blessings to us, the sons of men. In Jesus' mighty name, we've prayed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today, I have a short word, and the title rhymes with a popular song, even though I'm not preaching on the song. The message is titled, Touching Heaven and Changing the Earth. What's the title? Touching Heaven and Changing the Earth. I'm sure choir knows the song, isn't it? I didn't hear. Some of you in the choir know the song, okay? So like I said, the title rhymes with a song, but I'm not preaching on the song. There are scriptures in the Bible that gives us the picture of heaven and earth. Okay? Jesus says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but not a tittle, not a jot of my word shall pass away. We all know in human terms here on earth, when a loved one dies, when we pray, we believe that he has gone to heaven. Praise the Lord. So naturally, the abstract thinking for most people is that we live on earth, and when we die, we go to heaven. Praise the Lord. To many of us Christians, heaven is closer because we pray to our Father in heaven. Amen. So, we want to look at, maybe I'll start from that closeness that we have as born-again believers, that we pray, we are on earth, but we pray to our Father in heaven. Amen. You remember, you know that prayer, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That tells you, where normally do you find God's will?
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So where do you normally find God's will? In heaven. But we now want it to be enforced here on earth. Amen. Bear with me, I'm just giving the background. Okay. So let's go to the scripture. Like I said, it's a short word. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Okay, so let's read. For there are three. I can't hear you. For there are three that bear witness in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. Praise the Lord. So, how many beings are we dealing with so far now? Three. He said, but these three, they bear witness in heaven. The Father. We are in the privileged, the last 2,000 years, the privileged generation. Because in the early days of the Bible, the people on earth, those who knew God, only knew about God the Father. Praise the Lord. Only knew about God the Father. So Abraham prayed to God the Father. Noah sacrificed to God the Father. Abimelech prayed to God the Father. But from Genesis, when he told Adam and Eve that the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent, the salvo that a son was coming, that the son was coming, was already heralded. Moses said, a prophet like unto me shall the Lord raise amongst you, and every voice that heard out the prophet shall be healed, shall be saved. Then when prophets like Isaiah came, he said, I give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive. Praise the Lord. We have to be like God, though. God also speaks to, he speaks what he wants to come to pass. Praise the Lord. 2,000 years speaking, in short, almost 4,000, speaking that the Son was coming. The Son was coming. Praise the Lord. And, I mean, when we go, particularly through Isaiah, prophetic, and in the Psalms, prophetic declaration of the life Jesus will live heralds the scriptures. He shall make his grave with the rich. He said, they took off my garment and parted it. All that was in scriptures. I gave my back to the smiters. He said he was numbered among the transgressors. So scriptures that Christ came to fulfill were already there far before he came. So a time came in Israel, a generation now came that witnessed the birth of the Son. And Jesus was born. Anna and Simeon prayed for about 50 to 60 years because God put it in their heart that season is near. And they were praying. They were fasting. They were praying. And the Son came. Praise the Lord. So, in the first generation, the God used to pray to the Father. And then a generation now came who now pray to the Father in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So, one generation, although howbeit very short, 33 years, now got to witness both the Father and the Son. And after 33 years, Jesus said, it is expedient for me to go. Because the Comforter will come. So, some people started expecting the third person. Praise the Lord. And 50 days after Jesus' resurrection at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down. Praise the Lord. So we are now in the generation that knows the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a privilege. It's a big privilege. God in his completion. So, three things they say they bear witness in heaven. God the Father. And we still pray to him. Father, mercy. Amen. Praise the Lord in our troubles. Father, mercy. Father, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. We sing to him. Father of light, draw me closer. Amen. And then we also do that prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. And then we acknowledge the Holy Spirit, resident member of Godhead here on earth. So that are three in heaven. Next verse, 1 John 5:8. Let's go to the next verse. Now let's read. And there are three that bear witness on earth. The first three bore witness where? In heaven. But the next verse said there are three that bear witness where? On earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. Praise the Lord. And these three agree as one. Give me King James. This new King James. Give me the King James. Hello, King James version. Don't tell me we don't have it. Yeah. Let's take it again. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Praise the Lord. Now, how many personalities have we named now? How many now? Six. Okay, so let's go. Number one. Number two. Number three. Number four. Spirit. Number five. Number six. The blood. Amen. Now, where are we? Where are you today? Are you in heaven or you're on the earth? You're on the earth. Amen. Praise the Lord. Even though we are citizens of heaven, isn't it? But we live here on earth. I remember saying this in Zion City many years ago. I don't think this year. Which year was this now? 99. I started a veterinary clinic. I'm a veterinarian by first training. It's a veterinary clinic in Ring Road. Nice clinic. Started it well. Beautiful place. And I had this young lady work at the reception. Young, pretty lady. Just finished school, wanted to do it again so that she could get her admission. Now, the compound was a big compound and a big house. There were four flats, and they were all commercial. One was a business center, one was a DSTV center, one was a fashion center, then the clinic. And upstairs, you had the men and the boys. So, I warned my reception girl, young girl, 18, 19. I said, when you come to work, you face your work. I don't want problem with all those boys and men upstairs. Many of them upstairs were men, married. But they were married, but they behaved like unmarried. You understand what I mean? So I said, I don't want, when you come to work, sit down, face your work. I don't want issues with those guys. So, and one day, as if I knew it would come to pass, one day the girl reported to me that one of the men came downstairs. He said, where is doctor? Doctor da. He says, not around. And this one is a married man, married with his two or three children. He said, BC, you just sit here every day. All this time you have been here, nothing is happening between two of us. The guy said, I don't want doctor's problem. He said, please leave. Just forget doctor. Doctor lives in heaven. We are in this earth. He said in Yoruba, say shori orun orun ni doctor ngbe aye yi la wa wa. Aye yi la wa wa. But you know, it's a witness against him. I didn't tell him anything, But he got to see that somebody was living a life of a heavenly citizen. He said it with his own mouth. Yeah, we are in this world, but we are not of this world. Praise the Lord. So we live on earth. We're not denying that. But we, as Christians, this is a message to Christians. It's telling us that we have tools in which we use to navigate our being on this earth. We have what? Tools. Those tools, they are the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. That's why it summarizes spirit, water, word. Give me the scripture, washing of the water by the word. Ephesians 5. Thank you. That he may sanctify. That he might sanctify. Read it. And cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. So when we talk about three bearing witness, the spirit, the word, and the blood, is actually talking of the spirit, the water, and the blood. It's talking of the blood, the word of God. Praise the Lord. The word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's important we don't commonize those tools. You know, Pastor Lalu says it virtually every Friday. That the three things we need, the blood, the word, and the spirit. You see, you need to be very accountable with your life. Amen. You should be very what? Accountable with your life. I'm married 21 years. I'm accountable in that marriage. So no matter where I am in the world, thank God with technology. You know, if I've not spoken to my wife that day, the day is odd. Very odd. It's either I call, no matter how busy, send a text message, because we're in a relationship. I'm accountable. You're a child of God. You need to be accountable to that relationship with God. So when a day goes, no word of God, you've not confessed it, you've not read it, you've not looked at it, you've not asked for cleansing by the blood in this sinful world, you've not prayed at all by the Spirit, you have not done an audit of your life. A day can just start and end. No blood of Jesus cleansed your heart. No word of God entered your heart. No praying in the Spirit at all. You need to be conscious, be accountable, amen, for the life you live. Because these are the tools in the earth. They bear witness. That blood, when it cleanses you, makes your spirit a fertile ground for the word. When the word lands, you have enough fuel for praying in the Spirit. The three agree in one. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Sometimes, you see, when we're not doing something, don't feel, yes, it will prick your heart, but it's not a condemnation. Let's just start getting ready to do what is proper. Amen. Those three agree in one. The blood. To cleanse our hearts from dead works. Hebrews says, it purges us from an evil conscience so that we can serve the living God. Amen. The channel between you and God is clean. And there is a free flow, free communication. The word of God. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Be putting these scriptures, my people that I'm quoting, just put them on the board. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance amongst them that are sanctified. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The entrance of your word gives light and gives understanding to the simple. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. In the beginning was the word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Being born again, not of a corruptible spirit, but of an incorruptible spirit, the Word of God that abided forever. So the Word is our life. I know sometimes we practice our Christianity, like Pastor Lau said. Now, in our days, when we were at your level, the Bible is the Bible. There is no mobile phone. I think it's hard for some people to think about how a life looked like, where we lived it, and we prospered in it, and we excelled. Okay? There was no mobile phone. So there was no Bible anywhere except the Bible. There were no computers, no laptops. The only computers were the desktop in the HOD's office. That even came later. All typing were done at SUB in UI with the manual typewriter. All. But we lived our lives. But now, the Bible is on the phone. If you're even tired, you can't read, you just even want to listen. The audio is there. Oh, how I love thy law. So the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, I will pray in the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. He said, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake with other tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us about deep calleth unto deep, praying with travail. So, those are the tools we use as Christians to survive. To survive on the earth, to live the heavenly life on the earth. But those tools won't work if you are not acknowledging God. Praise the Lord. If you are not what? So those three that bear witness in heaven, God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you must acknowledge them. Because you see, sometimes, let's be very careful, particularly among those, some of us who are very zealous. You can be going into, read a lot of scriptures, praying in the Spirit, the blood. But you have lost touch with the personality of God. So it has become a manual routine. It's like a car that is moving, and then the engine, the battery head just goes off. The car will still be going, but the power source is off. So all that moving is not linked with power, but people can see movement. But the destiny is obvious that it's going to stop. Praise the Lord. Because it's not linked no more, it's no longer linked to the power source. So it's important that acknowledging God the Father, the Lord Jesus, God the Holy Spirit, a relationship. Amen. It's the person you spend time with that you know. Praise the Lord. It's the person you acknowledge that you know. Because you're a Christian, naturally there is a bond with God. But if you don't spend time, it's like a fact. Parents, you have a child. Naturally, because you gave birth, there is a bond. But if you don't spend time with your child, you won't know your child. Praise the Lord. They will just say something happened. Your son didn't say, my son. You can never do that. People will just look at you. He doesn't know him. Amen. So it becomes the mother that says, excuse me, I need to talk to my boy. I say, hope there's no problem. I knew he was angry. I didn't see my eyes. I know him. The way he answered that question, I know he's angry. That's the mother. He knows the son. With time. Praise the Lord. With time. The time will come. You just be speaking to people. We are talking. And suddenly, you just keep quiet. Why? God just spoke. You heard it. Everybody may not know what is happening. But you know God. You know God just spoke. Or you said something. You knew God was angry with you. God was displeased with that thing. You just know. You see, you spend time with God, you know when God is happy with you, when God is displeased. All those things take time. Amen. But you are now close to his personality. Amen. It's like a child who knows his father is not happy with him. If I didn't say anything, but he knows his father, you know that, something is wrong now. Daddy, are you mad with me? Father, we respect that. Oh, so you know. That's relationship. Praise the Lord. And we need to get close to God. We need to get close to God. To acknowledge Him and do those things that are pleasing in sight. So that, and it's important that we use the blood, the word, and the spirit, but not away from the personality of God. Praise the Lord. Because those are the three that bear witness in heaven. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They agree one, you yourself must relate with them. Amen. And then the three things He has given on earth to operate with, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, you must constantly use those tools. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you, young people, many times, all of us, why are we in school? What are ambitions, our goals? Everybody wants to make impact on the earth, one way or the other. Nobody wants to be unheralded. Nobody wants to be inconsequential. I mean, be it in computer field, be it in literature, be it in engineering, be it in medicine, be it in music. You are aspiring to be somebody with, to be an icon, to make an impact. But this is the warning. All the impact you want to make on earth, make sure you're in contact with heaven. Praise the Lord. Make sure you are in contact with heaven. Amen. It's not worth it to just put all your hopes, all your plans on the earth. Make sure, that's why, touching heaven and doing what? Changing the earth. Many people just want to change the earth. They want to achieve something and do something. Please do it in touch with heaven. Amen. And that's this mechanism. Acknowledging the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit constantly. Amen. And then using the tools of the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and praying in the Spirit. And then God is fixed to take you, or you are rather in a position for God to take you to the fulfillment of your destiny. Amen. God has great plans. We need to believe that. It's always tough to believe, because naturally, the sin nature sometimes tells us that God is the one on our way. All our plans and ambition is God that is standing on our way. Whether we say it or not, sometimes it's there. You are scared of God's opinion, because you think your opinion is good enough, and you really, what do you want to do? Have you spoken to God about it? Well, I just believe everything will be well. See that girl, that's the person I want to marry. Have you prayed about it? Have you talked to God? She's the one. Why are you afraid to tell God about it? You don't want to hear God's opinion, or you're afraid God's opinion may be contrary. Don't plan yourselves on this earth and leave out heaven's input. Amen. No. That's a product of a lack of faith. That God has better plans for your life than you yourself can ever plan. Praise the Lord. And we just have to believe it. Amen. Amen. Bible says, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And what will He do? He will direct your path. Put that scripture on the board. Every young person needs to see such scriptures. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. That's by prayer. That's by talking to God. That's by seeking His face in all. Praise the Lord. It's not some. In all. Acknowledge Him. Redirect your paths. I remember many years ago, the way time flies, 20 years, definitely more than 20 years. Where are you going to do your youth service? I'm doing my youth service in Lagos. I hope you have prayed about it. He said, please, I beg. Leave that one out. Why are you scared to ask for God's opinion? Why are you scared to put things in God's hands? Praise the Lord. It's good to hear God's no than to insist on your own yes. You are a created being. Amen. Calm down. Listen to God's opinion. Like I said, God is not your source of success. God is your success. He is your success. Amen. Have you not read the scripture? Eyes have not heard. Ears have not seen. Ears have not heard. What God has planned for those who love him. So why are we scared? We don't love God. And that's why let's cultivate that habit. Touching heaven. Touching heaven just means acknowledging God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Because he is a person. God is not a formula. God is not wind. God is a person. Amen. The more you get closer to him, the more you read his word, the more you talk to him, the more you commit things into his hands, the more you will know him. Amen. And then you operate the tools that keeps you in God's path. He is in heaven. You are on the earth. Use the blood, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. I have two more scriptures. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. Just to buttress that separation of location. Be not rash. Be not rash. People are not reading the scriptures. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thy heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in where? And thou art upon. That's just what I want to bring out. When it comes to geographical location, God is in heaven. You're on earth. Amen. But the three Godhead in heaven, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You that are on earth, the tools you use to operate to know God, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to complete it with the seventh personality. So the Father, the Son, or the Word, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit, the water, which is the Word, and the blood. I'm going to complete it with the seventh personality. The seventh personality operates between heaven and earth. Amen. And those are the angels of God. Praise the Lord. John chapter 1, verse 51. King James. I know you just love New King James today. And he said unto him, verily, verily. Is that Sarah? I'm not hearing you. I know your voice. You are not speaking. Yeah, let's stay again. And he said unto him, I've still not heard Sarah. And he said unto him, okay, maybe I'm hearing you small now. Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter, ye on earth, shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Praise the Lord. The three are in heaven, they bear witness, they are one. The three are on earth, they agree in one. Then the angels communicate between the heaven and the earth. Praise the Lord. And that's why when we finish praying, even I had to pray for the word. Said, God will take control of every plan, devices contrary to God's glory. Castia will lose the angels of God. Praise the Lord. Because they are the messengers. Praise the Lord. And they have been one assigned to us who are the heirs of salvation. Praise the Lord. Amen. We are not to worship angels, but we are to use angels. Amen. We are to command them to execute God's will in heaven to us here on earth. Praise the Lord. So these are like seven eternal things. Pastor is an echo of a message Pastor preached. Seven eternal things. And the blood, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, life of God, blood of Jesus, the angels. There are seven, and that's how we operate a successful Christian life. We bind the devil. Amen. And we lose the angels of God. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. We bind the devil, we lose the angels. So that there is a free communication between heaven and the earth. Praise the Lord. I will end by reiterating what I said. Everything you want to achieve on earth, and just relax. God made you. He knows the talents he has put into you. Praise the Lord. He knows the investment you have put into you. Shall don't go with it without God. Amen. And that's why you need to be touching heaven. I will end with Samson. Samson was given the talents. They came from heaven. He was born with them. Before birth, Jeremiah, he said, before I knew you, before I formed you, I knew you. And Pastor always tells us, that's not Jeremiah only. That's all of us. Praise the Lord. The samples we see, they are examples unto us. Samson was empowered from heaven, anointed from heaven. Praise the Lord. But when Samson started to grow, he operated everything on the earth without heaven's connection. He lost touch of heaven. And he was changing earth. Lost touch of heaven. Like I said, it's like an engine of a car. The engine is over. The car was moving at 120 kilometers per hour. And the engine went off. The car will still be going. That's what was happening to Samson. The car was still going. But the engine was off. And the time came, the engine stopped. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And Delilah shaved off the seven locks of his head. Praise the Lord. Boys, may God have mercy on you. Why is it the ladies that are even helping you with your problem? Boys, may God have mercy on you. They will shave your head lock. Be very careful. Praise the Lord. No, shave it. You saw the Chidima story. They will take your money in life and even in death. They will take it in life. Even when you now die, they will still took his money. They took it in life and in death. Don't waste your talent, your honor, your glory on your lack of self-control. You're going to run down. He ran Samson off his coast. He was operating on earth, but he lost. He forgot about the touch of heaven. But when Delilah shaved him off, he said, he moved like before. He said, he didn't know that the engine had stopped. And when the end came, what did he do? He looked to heaven. He made that connection again. Amen. That connection should have been daily. Every 6 hours. At every opportunity. And in every temptation, you should have been making that connection. And you can always see the mercy of God. God still had him. And that seven locks that he shaved, God allowed it to grow. At least as a final testament to bid the earth goodbye. What would have been Samson if he constantly acknowledged God? What would have been Samson if he constantly prayed to heaven, not only at the time of death? So that's why sometimes I say, let's be careful. Sometimes when we do things as if you just feel everything's in your power, God will be an obstacle. No! Samson found out later that God was his success. The Lord will strengthen us in Jesus' name. Let's give the Lord a super hand clap. I think I'll round off. That's the end. Let Pastor Laolu come say some stuff.
Help me out with the mic. Okay. Excellent. So, just to reiterate what Prof has said, I think I had jotted some things down. So I'll just quickly go through them. And I had written this initially. So I just want us to think on it. It's important that we develop the constant, continuous, and conscious reality of these things that we have heard, that God is real. I think one thing that has really helped me in coming to this local church is the reality of God, of the Godhead, knowing that God, you know, it's not just talk, that there is a God, or there is the Son, there is the Spirit, but the personal experience and personal knowledge that I, you know, and that's what God wants from each and every one of us. You have a personal relationship and experience, and he said it in the book of Hebrews, he said, they will be my people and I will be their God. You know, God wants to be your personal God, and he wants to be your, as we would say in Nigeria, my person. You know, he wants to have that conscious relationship with the reality, you know, of who he is, you know, and that fellowship. So the essence of the tools, like Prof talked about, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit, is for us to be able to have a constant, realistic relationship, fellowship with the three persons of the Godhead. It's not just heaven is there, Shah. Heaven is far. No, God is as close to you, more than you could ever think or more than you could ever dream. And so the thoughts that I have and just the points that I just want to leave with us is that it is essential and it is important that we develop. And I'm using the word, I chose my words very carefully because I know it's not something that you will have overnight. You know, it's like you can have light here, you know, and everything is bright and you're so excited. But by the time you move out and you begin to move out of the door, the thing can begin to get dim. But it's important that what will guarantee that you continue to have light or you continue to get excited, you continue to have excitement and joy, is that there is light from here. The kind of brightness that you have here is the same kind of brightness that you have as you're going home or going back to the hostel. Are we together? So as I'm talking now, the word of God is exciting you. You're getting revelation and light and knowledge that God is real. The Father is real. The Son is real. God loves you. God loves me. The Son loves me. The Son loves you. The Holy Spirit loves me. The Holy Spirit loves you. These three people, they are real, you know, more real than we could ever think or dream. And so that's why God, that's why Prof introduced that scripture to us, that there are three witnesses, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And on earth, we have three witnesses again to connect to them and communicate with them. Are we together? In fact, the Holy Spirit is here on earth. He's invisible, you know, but he's as powerful as the Son. And the Son is as powerful as the Father. The Father is as powerful as the Son. The Son is as powerful as the Spirit. Do you understand? They are three distinct persons, but they are equal in power, equal in character. Are we together? It's very important that you have that and you break every stronghold and demystify it. So one point that we should note, develop constant, continuous, and conscious reality of these things that have been taught today. Develop, because it's going to grow. You are going to cultivate it. It's like cultivating plants. If you're in agriculture, you know that the plant, when you sow the seed, like you've heard the seed of this truth and the seed of the word this evening, is not just going to be overnight that you are going to have that huge, you know, conscious, you know, revelation or knowledge that God is here. Sometimes you might feel alone. Sometimes it's not so much about feeling it. You know, sometimes you might not grab it. Your mind might not be able to grab it because of situation or circumstances. But it's important that even in that situation, you know that God is there and God is with you. The Holy Spirit is at your right hand. Are we together? So it is something you must develop. And I'm going to show us how we should, how we must cultivate and develop it so that it gets stronger and stronger. The intensity gets stronger. It works stronger in you. So that it doesn't matter where you are or what you are facing, you know that God is with you. You know that God loves you. It's not, he loves me today, he loves me not. He loves me, he doesn't love me. He loves me, is he here, he's not here, he's here, he's not here. It's not dependent on what you feel. Relationship with God is never about what you feel. Knowing God or seeing God is never about what you see or with your natural eyes. It has never been and will never be about your senses. It's always by what? Faith. Are we together? Great. So, develop and cultivate constant. Constant means that here, every time, in season and out of season. Constant means every second, every minute, every hour. This is where we are going. We might not be, I'm not there too. You know, but it is a desire, it is a longing. And that is what God himself longs. That it is constant, every millisecond, every nanosecond, you know that God is with you. You are conscious of the reality and the presence of God. So develop a constant, continuous. It's not just on Sundays. It's not just on Christmas Day or when I'm in fellowship. Even when I'm not in fellowship, when I'm in class, I know that God is with me. When I'm in my room, I know that God is with me. When I'm in the cab, I know that God is with me. When I'm in my car, I know God is with me. Do you understand? He's not just in a specific place. God is not bound to a location. God is everywhere. So God wants us to develop that continuous, constant, and conscious. You must be conscious of the reality of the three persons of the Godhead and all those things that Prof has talked about. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the blood of Jesus. Do you have trust and faith in the blood of Jesus? I used to think that the blood of Jesus will finish. The blood of Jesus can never finish. So, like he said, Peter saying, if my brother sins against me 70 times, the Lord Jesus said, forgive him 70 times 7. If he is asking you and me to do that, how much more him? Now, I'm not giving you liberty to sin. I'm just trying to tell you that you must have liberty and freedom and faith and joy in the blood of Jesus, knowing that God is for you. His blood is for you. Do you understand? The blood is there. The blood can never finish. The blood was shed to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and to purge us from our conscience from dead works. So God wants you to have faith and boldness and courage. We come boldly before the throne of grace by the blood of the Lamb. Do you understand? So the blood is there for you to have faith in, to use, to cleanse yourself from all sin, so you'll never be under condemnation. And Satan will never bring you under condemnation and fear that God hates you or God doesn't like you. Are we together? So consciousness of the reality of the blood and of angels. Now, like Prof emphasized, we're not here to worship angels. They are messengers. Are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us who are heirs of salvation? And so, I must quickly say this. You see, the way the these things can remain bright in your mind is if you have spiritual light. The reason why you are seeing me is because of these lights. If we put off the lights, it doesn't do away with the reality of me because I'm here. It's just that darkness, there is no light, and so you can't see me. So the reason why many of us don't have the conscious reality of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, angels, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit is just because there is not sufficient spiritual light to see them. And the reason why there is no sufficient light is because, many times because of sin, the blood of Jesus has not been used to cleanse our hearts from all unrighteousness, so the dish is dirty. The Word of God, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. You don't read the Word of God, you can never know about the God. You can never know about the Father. You can never know about the Son. You can never know about the Holy Spirit. You can't know about angels. If you're the kind of person that the Bible is under your pillow or the Bible is just installed on your phone, that's not what's going to save you. Do you understand? That's not what's going to help you, especially in these last days that we are. It's like there's a break right now. There's a march, but then we have recess. Match is about to resume. And so what's happening is that the coaches and the trainers are gathering the soldiers and the players and encouraging us that now we're about to move into the next final lap. And you must know how to use these tools and be familiar with them and be conscious of them. So that by the time we get back and you get into the reality of life, of course, we're in the reality of life, you know how to use these things and you are victors and overcomers. Do you understand? So you need the spiritual light. And the spiritual light comes, of course, from coming to fellowship, from coming to a local church. You must go to church on Sunday. From listening to the Word of God, from reading the Word of God. You must read the Bible and reading good books that will inspire and teach you in the right direction. You need light. The more light you have, the more you will see God. In your light, we have light. We see light. Do you understand? You need spiritual light, guys. You need light, too. That's why I say it must be constant, continuous. It's not just Friday evening, and I get excited about God. Oh, so these things are real and true. And then I'm in the hostel for the next 7 days. I've not listened to the Word of God or read the Word. Oh, you're deceiving yourself. The light is going to keep getting dimmer, dimmer, dimmer. Whereas the path of the righteous is supposed to shine brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Are we together? So it's important that you know that these things are not automatic, or it doesn't fall like ripe cherries, or it's not just for some pseudo-believers or some specific people. It's for you to enjoy every day, continuously, constantly, consciously. Are we together? So just as it is in the natural, you put off the light, you will not see me, but I am here. So also, you put off the spiritual light of the Word of God, God is there. You're just not seeing him. You're just not sensing him. You're not just conscious of him. Quickly give me Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Hebrews 11:6. Yeah, so he says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that comes to God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the Word, must believe that what? He is, and he's a rewarder of them that what? diligently seek Him. Your seeing God and knowing God and understanding God and believing in God has never been about your senses, your five physical senses, or how you feel, or what you see, or the goosebumps. You can be in the service and you can actually feel goosebumps in the time of worship and prayer and intercession. But really, it's from the spirit that is just affecting your physical body. Do you understand? The real deal is a spirit. God is spirit. And so you come to Him, and God is never going to lower His standard that He's feeling. Oh, maybe in the 21st century, okay, let them start feeling me. No. He's always going to be by faith. It has always been by faith. It is by faith, and it will always be by faith. Do you understand? So your faith must be in a person, and it's important that we emphasize and establish that, like Prof said, in the consciousness of the persons, the three persons of the Godhead, that these people are real. They made you and me. In the beginning, God created, let us make man in our own image. If you don't read the word of God, you can never, you will easily forget, because many things are happening on the planet. You are watching TV, you are listening to things on the radio, on the internet. So what is keeping your dish straight, aligned to the dish of heaven? The reason why DSTV is working and the dish is working, or whatever dish is working, is because there's another satellite in heaven that your dish is connected to and facing and picking signals from. So it's important that you must continuously remain. I know there are times wind will blow and the dish can shake, but that's why you come back to church and the engineer, the pastor, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the apostle will help you to tighten things and correct the direction, and then you face the heavenly dish and then you receive signals. Do you understand? And then you have the decoder, you have a TV, your mind. So now, verse 27, give us verse 27. Let's see how those guys did it and whether it's really going to be by feeling. It says, by faith he forsook Egypt. Now he's talking about Moses, not fearing the wrath of a king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. How did Moses see God? By faith. He endured by faith. God is there. God is everywhere. I watched a movie once, I think Fast and Furious. It says the eye of God. Talking about camera being everywhere. You see, man is just trying to catch up. There's so much spiritual tech. There's so much technology in the Bible. Man is just trying to catch up. When he says God is omniscient, God is everywhere. Omnipresent, I beg your pardon. God is everywhere. We're just the ones that are trying to put camera everywhere and see everything by IP cams, you know, this, that, IoT. We're just trying to catch up. Do you understand? But the point I'm trying to make is God is everywhere. His manifest presence is just what you need to tap in by faith. And so if they did it by faith, you are going to continue to do it by faith. Are we together? Yeah, so something about the blood, the word, and the spirit, I just want to quickly encourage you. Before I say that, the importance of these things to connect to heaven and communicate to heaven and tap into heaven is fellowship. Fellowship with the three persons of the Godhead, fellowship with the Father, fellowship with the Son, fellowship with the Spirit, and also, ultimately, to become like the Lord Jesus. Give me the next verse. After that, 1 John 5:7. 5:7, 8, verse 9. See something about verse 9. So when Prof was reading, I just said, let me see what is in verse 9. It says, if we receive the witness of men. Remember, he was talking about witness in verse 7 and verse 8. It talked about there are three witnesses in heaven. There are three witnesses on earth. Are we together? Now, in verse 9, it now says, if we receive the witness of men, and many of us receive the witness of men because we interact with men physically, using our five physical senses. You can see me, you can hear me, you can smell me, you know, you can feel me. All right? It now says, the witness of God is greater. Remember that you are sensing me with your five physical senses, but the Bible is saying that the witness of God, the one in heaven, and the three witnesses on the earth, is greater. Can the Bible lie? See, whether you feel it or you don't feel it, the Bible cannot lie. The Bible is true. So the witness of God, which is spiritual, is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. So ultimately, this witness, give it to us and amplified, this witness is to testify of his Son. Testifying of something is not just saying it. Is also seeing it, is manifesting. People are seeing the Son in your life. They are seeing the way he thinks, the way he talks, the way he behaves. So this witness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the blood, the water, and the Spirit, ultimately is to testify of who? Yes. Testify of who? Jesus. Testify of the Son. Do you understand? Even the witness which he has borne regarding his Son. See, everything that we are talking about is all because of Jesus. It's all centered on Jesus. It's so that men can believe that Jesus is Lord. So when we are talking about the three persons of the Godhead, we are talking about the three tools or the three weapons that we use to communicate, is only to broadcast, to testify, to show, to manifest Jesus. Do you understand? So that's why I'm saying that these tools, these things that we're talking about, is to have fellowship and intimacy with God, to be able to communicate with God, and to become more like Jesus. Men, all that men want to see is Jesus. They are looking for a Savior. They are looking for the Savior. Do we understand? And so I'll just conclude with this. See, when Adam sinned, I like the way late Kalivana said it, Pastor Kalivana said it, he said that when Adam sinned, he was the grandfather of mankind. And when Adam sinned, he fell on his head. And he lost his name, he lost his mind, and he lost his language. And so, when the Lord Jesus came as the last Adam, the second Adam, we have the blood of Jesus to get our name back. Say, I have the blood of Jesus to get my name back. And so the blood of Jesus, when the blood of Jesus comes in, it cleanses you. And then we start calling you born again, a Christian. Are we together? So you get your name back. That's the blood. That's why anytime you sin, run to God and quickly use the blood so that you will get your name is still that Christian. You are still the branch. You know, he is the vine and you remain as the branch. Because if the blood doesn't cleanse you, then the life of God cannot flow in you. And then you can never behave like God. And the more and more and more and more you don't use the blood, and the more and more you just rest in that condemnation and darkness, then you start to see people atrophy, just like plants. It starts to run dry because life is not flowing. And then you start hearing people are backsliding. You start doing things that you will not do. So, but when you use the blood, the life of God will flow because it's a living organism. You are part of the body of Christ. There is no block. There is no sin. There is no impediment. It's just like sink. There is no about blocking. The blood is like that thing that used to remove all those sediments so that the water can flow and you can clean the sink. That's the importance of the blood. So life will flow and you begin to flourish. We'll see you as born again and a Christian. The word of God will get your mind back. That's why you need to read the word. This is not religion. This is reality. You walk in the Spirit using the blood of Jesus, the word of God, and the power of the Holy Spirit. You will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And so the word of God will give you, it will make your channel clear. It will make your mind clear. You will get your mind back. And that's why the Bible talks about the renewing of our mind. You need to get your mind back. And that's why it talks about the mind of Christ. The way you get the mind of Christ is by listening and reading and speaking the word of God and thinking and meditating on it. I'm driving, I'm listening to the word. Oh, now, of course, I also listen to other books in my own field. But the point is, I expose myself so that my mind, because I know this mind, carnal mind is there, it can trick you. And you need to keep listening to the word of God. You need to keep reading the word of God. You need to keep studying the word of God. You need to saturate your mind with the word of God so that you will have the mind of Christ. That's how you get your mind back. Then, when you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you see, we are talking about those three witnesses, you will get your language back. Because as a heavenly citizen, that's why the Bible says that we speak the tongues of men and of angels. That's the importance. You're a true citizen and complete citizen and using all your tools when you use the blood to get your name back and you're able to walk in that character of God, that character of Christ. You read the word and study the word to get your mind back so you have the mind of Christ. How does God think? And what is God thinking about this situation? That's where the word of God comes to play. From personal reading and gatherings like this. And then when you pray in the spirit, you will have your language back. Because when you are talking in the spirit, when you are speaking in the spirit and praying in tongues, you are not speaking to men, you are speaking to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. Are we together? But you see, ultimately, this is just so that you can develop and have a personal relationship, fellowship, communion with God. And as you are communing with God, as you are reading the word of God comes alive. You start to see things that naturally your intellectual mind cannot grab because it's all spiritual light. And God will direct you. God will guide you. God will strengthen you. God will talk to you. God will comfort you. Do you understand? God will give you ideas, insights, concepts, innovation from that word, or guidance, even in the natural world. Are we together? So let's just bow our heads as we pray. The blood, the word, the spirit, pointing and connecting to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit for personal relationship, fellowship, communion. And then you'll be able to download what is in heaven. It might be a word for yourself, it might be a word for your loved ones, it might be a word for a friend. But you see, all those things are coming to play. And God will begin to talk to you and talk through you. Because you're a vessel of honor, because the blood has gotten your name back, the word has gotten your mind back. You are thinking what he's thinking. The Bible says he will do exceeding abundant above what you can ever ask or think. And you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are getting your language back. So when you are speaking in the spirit, you are not speaking human language, you are speaking tongues of men and of angels. And you are talking to God, and God is talking back to you. And when you read the word, the way it is decoded is encrypted. I mean, computing, so I know. So when you are talking to God in the spirit, God is talking back to you in the spirit, and then you might not, your mind doesn't understand it, but when you begin to read the word of God, and when you begin to come to church, as you read the word, you begin to get revelation, it's decrypted. What has been encrypted and coded, it becomes decoded. And when you come to church and I'm talking, you begin to say, yeah, I know that's an answer to the question that has been on my mind, that I've been praying about. What's happening? It's God that is, things are becoming decoded and decrypted. Oh, how you come to judgment and God is talking to you, but the sense is not there and the mind is not there to catch it. Because we've not been studying the word, we've not been praying and communing with him. And so he's saying so many things and we are not receiving it and we can't receive it because the mind is dull and not sharp. You don't go to class, you don't read the word, you can't understand what the teacher is saying. So God has so many things, and your plan, your destiny, and my destiny, and our destiny is encoded in the word. So many things, and God wants to begin to expound them. In the book of Daniel, it says, Daniel, seal this thing to the end time, because knowledge will increase. People will run to and fro for knowledge. Knowledge is going to be God's. God wants to, I don't know whether to use the word, wants this thing to explode. He wants to expound so much. Concern us personally and individually. He wants us to come into deeper intimacy and fellowship. He has so much for us. So much. So much. He wants to pour out. And he wants us to be ready to receive them by just trusting in him and using those tools to have better, greater, deeper, more intimate fellowship with him and communion and trust and love him. See, hearing is the love of God perfected. And we have boldness in the day of judgment. There is no fear in love. There is not supposed to be any fear in my communion and fellowship and intimacy with God. The prophet was giving an example. He said, why are you afraid to approach God concerning this situation and this matter? You shouldn't be afraid. God doesn't have wrong plans or bad thoughts towards you. He's love. He's the Father. But where there is fear, then there is no perfect love. And the things that help us to develop perfect love, perfect relationship and communion with the Father. He's a lover. The greatest lover boy, if I can use that word, is God. God is love. You don't know about love more than God. You can't love God more than God loved you. We love because He first loved us. There is no fear in love. God is looking for saints, boys and girls in this end time that are perfecting the love. Their relationship with God is so intimate. When they are talking, it's God that is talking. God is talking through them. God is touching their roommates through them. He's touching families through them. He's touching their loved ones. He's touching men through them. He's talking to men through them. And men are saying, I want to be like you. You've got something. And I just want you to say, it's God. It's intimacy. It's fellowship. That's what God is looking for. That's what He had with Adam. That's what He had with the Lord Jesus. That's what He's looking for with us. Fellowship. Intimacy. And then, I'll just end with this. As you do things in the natural, you'll be controlling the spiritual. I'm a computer scientist. I know now they're making video games. When you do something in the natural, the thing reflects in the TV. And that's what Prof was talking about, angels. When you pray in tongues, you begin to control the realm of the spirit. Man is just catching up with God in the realm of technology. This spiritual technology has been there and is always there. You just need to activate your faith by love. Let's stand up on our feet as we pray together. There is a song I wrote down while Prof was preaching, and we'll just sing it together and pray. Just to be close to you
is where I want to be.
Let us hide ourselves inside your heart and find our destiny.
Every step.
Every step we take is one less step we'll need.
Live in your presence.
We live in your presence. Close to you. Help us.
Help us in your presence.
One more time. Just to be close.
Close to you.
Just to be close. Just to be close. Just to be close, Father.
Just to be close to you,
Father.
Is where we want to live.
We now
hide ourselves inside your heart and find our destiny. Every step
we take, hallelujah,
is one last step we'll need.
We'll live in your presence. Say it, I'll live in your presence.
Close to you.
One more time, I'll live in your presence. Pray after me. Just lift up your hand, one hand up, one hand on your heart, and say it with all of your hearts as we pray together. Say, Father, we confess our sins. In Jesus' name, we have life. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word that we have heard, the reality of you. Again, as you've revealed to us this evening, the reality of the Father, of the Son, the Word, and the Spirit, the reality of your blood, of the water of your word, and the power of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will grant us mercy, grace, and help to live close to you, to walk by faith and not by sight, to have personal revelation of you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Help us to use the blood, the word, and the Holy Spirit's power, and the power of the Holy Spirit to develop and cultivate deeper intimacy relationship, fellowship with you. Help us to use these tools to perfect the love of God in our lives so that the blood will cleanse us constantly, bringing us out of any self-condemnation, helping us to know that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you for your word. Help us to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. Help us to have revelation, the mind of Christ, light of the reality of your presence, consciousness of your presence by your blood that gives us light, and help us to be energized regularly by the power of the Holy Spirit as we speak in tongues daily, continuously, regularly, as we have the opportunity in the place of prayer. We pray so that your kingdom will come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, concerning us and our loved ones and all men as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray in the spirit. As you pray, God is granting you strength, energy to be doers of this word and not hearers only. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for light and revelation, reality of you, consciousness of you, every day, every hour, every minute, every second, Lord God, Father, Lord God, so that through yours, oh Lord God, men will see you. Through us, oh Lord God, you will broadcast your presence, your glory, your anointing, your blessing, your power, your life, your light, your love. Through us, to us, through us, and to all men. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord.